Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705, October the 3rd. Welcome to October. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460, and the chat room is already up and running. Good morning, Sharon, and gosh, who else is on there? JRD, Indie Guy, good morning. Hey, we're going to try for a hard-hitting show today.
Yes.
You know, hard-hitting. You know, about our community.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting.
I'm like, hard-hitting.
Hey, today we're going to be talking, and in response to that hard-hitting, we're going to have talking about, you know, our community events like the chili cook-off. We're going to talk about one of our businesses, Patriot Gold and Silver. We're going to talk about the gold and silver portion of what's going on in our economy. And then, of course, Enjoy Magazine is going to come in, as they always do on the first Monday of each month, and talk about the newest issue, but what is going on in the North State. And in between, though, we're going to be talking about a few other things. But one of the things we always talk about is Bad Bob.
How do you follow a startup like that?
Hard hitting, Bad Bob.
No. Talk like a pirate day was on the 19th of September.
No. See, German. I talk German like on a Friday, so
well,
that
you know what
count.
Today no. is.
By the way, Friday went down to Classic Cafe. Did it? The place was packed. Very
great.
Nice to see.
Yeah, hey, I tell you what, we
with
can't talk
German
enough
dinner.
About Kathy and Millie. Yeah, I mean, tell you what great people. It's like going into your own mini museum in that place too.
Yep.
We're
going
to talk, but we are going to talk about the Veterans Museum. But first, here she is.
I can't help it, you guys.
Oh, you are so bright today.
I'm going to segue into you know what they call a German a bra. I know this is I know Friday night was German. It's Oktoberfest, but this was a Dean Martin joke, folks. You know what they call a German bra? No. Holds them flum flopping. I had to start off.
Didn't have the sound effect ready.
Yeah, you know.
No, but do you
we
have
didn't
the
know
sound
that was coming.
Though. Did you have it? No, I had no idea. But did you? I wonder. Let's see if we could all try this in unison. I don't know. Let me see. Can you pucker up this morning? Tell you here's what today is. See if you can guess. two lines.
Andy Griffin. The Andy
it's
Griffin
Sheriff
Show.
Andy Day.
Taking Opie fishing.
Imagine a TV. This is what it says, folks, when it comes to those days in history. And I love it. I love this. This is a happy part, the happy spot for the day. Imagine a TV sitcom centering around a sheriff with plots that contain no crime. No crime, you say. How can that work? Well, CBS TV figured it out on this night in 1960. When Andy Griffith's show was premiered. Maybe you can remember the small town of Mayberry. How many of us wish that, you know, there's a part, there's probably a little parts of Reading.
It was taken after a little town called Mount Pilot in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah. And Andy Taylor played gently and philosophically by Andy Griffith. Andy was a widower with a young son, Opie. Of course, played by the now award-winning movie director Ron Howard. We know all of that. Other members of the cast of the Andy Griffith Show went on to become celebrated show business stars like Don Knotts, who played Barney Fife, and Jim Nabors, the lovable, extremely naive gas station attendant. Gomer Pyle comes to mind. Since there was very little crime in Mayberry, the story centered around the personal lives of the citizens.
Surprise,
you did a good job of that. Man, the sheriff was so beloved that although the last show aired in September of 1968, millions of viewers continue to see the Andy Griffith Show in reruns. Now, I don't know how many of you on a night or if you're ever flipping around the channels. They used to have like what Nick at Night or TV, you know, where they would play a lot of the older reruns. It was like watching the Waltons. I used to come home late at night after doing my last show as Miss City Lights and have my glass of red wine and my popcorn and watch the Waltons. How many of you in a moment of just like, I just need comfort, will want, you know, the Andy Griffith fix with meatloaf or something.
With meatloaf? You mean,
yeah.
But not meatloaf, the singers. Just
No, just to kind of remind you of grandma's cooking, just really home
and everybody was nice to each other.
Yep.
And if they weren't, they made it the whole point of the show saying, well, why weren't you nice to each other?
Admitted, boss, Gomer Pyle USMC had some
had nothing to do with me going into Marine Corps. If anything, it probably delayed my enlistment by 2 years. Okay. Now, hey, today, after we finish this, we got a few things we're going to talk about. There's a lot of big things going on at City Council and the Board of Supervisors, and I would like you all to take a hand in what's happening. It appears that the city has told the Veterans Museum, unless something's happened in the last day, that they've got to cease and desist. That's right. The Northern California Veterans Museum is told they've got to shut down by October 22nd. You'll see it in the blog today, but you're going to talk about it today.
What?
They tell them they've got to shut down, but I'll tell you why after we get back from our break. And, of course, before we go on our break, we go to Wells Fargo, our financial advisor with the Market Minute, with Chris Lesondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the new trading week, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 32 points at 10,946. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1135, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 7 points at 2422. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 178 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues over on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 2 cents at $6.14, Eastman Kodak up 52 cents at $1.30, Citigroup down 13 cents at $25.49, while Ford is up 20 cents at $9.88. Of local interest, PG&E up 18 cents at $42.48, North Valley Bank up 2 cents at $9.02, while Tri-County's Bank up 3 cents at $12.28. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.86%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Crude oil is down $1.64 a barrel at $77.56, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $33.74 an ounce at $16.56.89, while silver is up 77 cents at $30.67 an ounce. This is Chris Lesondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris, so much for your market update. If you're just tuning in, this is KCNR 1460 on your dial. We love being with you this morning. Currently 58 degrees. Guess what? It's going to rain today. That's all there is to it. We're going to get up to 63. We'll be right back. Oh, no.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Time is 7:14, October 3rd. We're beginning this month with a lot of fun. We're streaming and chatting. The chat room is just loading up in here. Good morning, Max, Indie Guy.
We do have a caller.
Jaws is there, and we have a caller.
Yeah, you are outside, but Charles is on the line.
Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, shoot.
We got a full plate tomorrow. In Anderson also, they've decided to, the people who brought that smoking ordinance up back in June are at it again. They
and?
Want to bring up another smoking ordinance.
You mean anti-smoking ordinance?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Okay.
It's another, you know, drip drip, drip, you know, Chinese water torture, drip, drip, drip.
I know. We also experienced that with the Second Amendment here in the state of California.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's other things going on, too.
Yeah, there's some things going on in Shasta Lake City, too.
Oh, what's going on in Shasta Lake City?
In closed session before the regular city council meeting, they're having a public employee performance evaluation.
Oh.
And the person being evaluated, the city manager.
Oh.
And who is one of the key people who declared war on councilperson Lucero up there in Shasta Lake City?
Right.
The city manager.
So are they doing it so give her a vote of confidence so that then it looks worse for Lucero?
Well, because it's a closed session item, I really don't know. But
well, I mean, that's what it could be. They could say, "Hey, we have done a performance evaluation of the city manager. She is just outstanding. She walks on water. We're surprised that she doesn't float around the sky." And so, because of that, anything that Lucero says means, and then of course, is that Lucero is wrong, and that gives fire to the recall effort that's always on the front page of the Record Searchlight because they, of course, have taken sides.
Oh, of course they've taken sides.
Of course they have. They've had editorials, get rid of Lucero, and now it's on the front page. Well, it looks like we may have a little problem unless you people come out and vote. Why doesn't the banner of the Record Searchlight just say, recall Lucero now? I mean, they should.
Well, I mean, if the Record Searchlight keeps up all the bias, not just on Lucero, but other things, I mean, they might as well just change their name to Pravda.
Okay, Charles, we got to run.
All right.
Thank you.
I always like your way in, though.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much. Hey, Bob, you wrote down something here. Do you want to share with
Black Flag Day? Longtime Anderson icon is going to be shuttering on October 8th, according to information I got this morning. TJ's Drive-In, probably one of the last places in Shasta County to get a decent milkshake. You know, not one of those prepackaged things.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, one of the last places in town with real car hops. I think it's the only place in town with real car hop service. I know about the Sonic and all that, but this was a homegrown outfit since 1957. Basically, an icon in Anderson, right there on Ferry Street. And the word up is that they're closing their doors on October 8th, and it's very sad. Because, I mean, generations.
Yes, I want to know why.
Years.
If it's just they're just like done, you know how sometimes people are just done.
Is it just the family? Maybe the family just says
I think
enough.
The family made the decision in light of the economy and I guess some family issues, health issues or something. Mm. I don't have all the details. I mean, I'm hoping to find
the story.
So we've
only got a few more days to run down there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm merging everybody who has any memories of TJ's because Friday and Saturday night, that was a hopping joint back in the day. It's on West Center Street in Anderson, you know, where 273 splits the town right in half. It is on the west side, right in the middle there. It's on the way up to Anderson High School. And by golly, if they're going to go out, let's send them out in style.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's get back to the museum. And then after that, we've got some other things. But the museum here, the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum and Heritage Center, received a letter from the city of Redding saying to cease and desist because they were, can you get this? They were zoned wrong. They weren't supposed to be zoned out there to put a museum in and have their corporate officers there. And it must have come to a huge surprise to the city staff of Reading after they've been there for like over a year. They've been on radio, TV, the newspapers. They've had special things said about them in the Board of Supervisors.
How about they all attended?
And the city council. And their people attend these things. They attend the MASH Bash. Was it a surprise that the museum was there? And so because they, you know, instead of just handling it like this, hey, you know what? Y'all need to be rezoned. Just a letter or something. And then you take it down to the city council, as they do, and then the city council votes 5-0 to rezone the property, by the way, which is going to cost them $10,000. Somebody explain to me, and I would like to do that. Maybe we can have somebody on from the city staff that can and explain why it costs $10,000 just to rezone something. I'm just ignorant of those things. But why does it cost $10,000 to rezone a piece of property? I know that there's been a car dealership said we had this rezone, it cost us $10,000. I asked one of the city council people, I said, is it going to cost $10,000? It's a nonprofit organization, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, $10,000. Okay, and that's something else. That's a completely different one. But then I said, well, why would you just send a threatening letter when indeed all you had to do was just say something to them, and this is the way the city handles it? I find this interesting. Anyway, come Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the city council meeting, besides what's going on with Bethel, besides what's going on with the convention center, this is also going to be brought up. I urge veterans, I urge all veterans to go there and to just let find out how.
What time again?
It's 6 o'clock at the city council, their regular Tuesday night meeting. I urge people to be there. I urge veterans to be there. Read the blog today on timeunderthehelmetandreading.com. Kay, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't understand the zoning thing. I mean, the Salvation Army is there. The, you know, it's business. Why? I didn't know that. I mean, if it was residential, I could understand it.
Yeah, it's got some. I don't know if it has to do because it's a museum. I don't know the differences in it because, you know what, you have to be a Svengali to know these things.
Museums cause less pollution than businesses.
I have no idea why they just couldn't have said, hey, we
need
something to do here.
$10,000 for some suits or something.
There's a lot of suits down at City Hall.
I hate to say this, but I think that the city council had better get themselves together. They're not going to be there.
Well, I think the city council, I know this has come from the staff. Wait a minute, let's make a clear
definition. The staff is easier to get rid of than the city council.
You know, the thing is that it doesn't have to, but the answer to that is, of course it is, but maybe. But the thing is all they had to do was go out there to the Veterans Heritage Museum, which they never did, according to the letters and the people I've talked to, and just say, hey, look, we need to rezone here. This type of can I say it, thuggery, isn't called for. It could be handled so easily, but instead it comes in with threats and all this kind of stuff, you know.
And the thing of it is that museum is top class. I mean, it is as good as the Smithsonian or better.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, you know, Kay, we've missed you. We've missed your voice. It's so nice to hear you back on the air again.
Well, I'm in and out.
Okay. Well,
we'll see you.
All right. Stay thanks. In. Have okay. All right. We've got to take a break.
We'll be right back. 1460 KCNR. Keep us on your dial here. Miss out, miss a lot. KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallon. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start next time you want to fire them up. Sherry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
this year. Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:25 in the morning, October the 3rd. Good morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, as many, 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 many of you have. And you can't escape us. We stream all over the world.
It's 7:25 in the morning, and we know what you're thinking about, what you're going to eat tonight. What are you going to do this weekend? So this morning, we're really excited to share with you a really important fundraiser that's happening October 9th. It is the 5th annual Dry Creek Station and Bella Vista Fire Department Chili Cook-Off.
And today we have Julian Hainer and Ron Smith to talk about it. Tell us about the cook-off.
Well, every year, Dry Creek Station gets together and does a fundraiser for the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Department. And this will be the 5th annual. And we're trying to get some people out to cook some chili and come out and taste some chili. And proceeds go to the fire department.
100% of all donations go to the Bella Vista Fire Department.
Well, you know, what's really beautiful about this story is not only, you know, of course, let's all get together and be there. It's $5 for each entry. And, of course, there's door prizes. And we'll talk more about the chili cook-off. It's the perfect remembrance of the fact that, you know, here is a situation where Dry Creek Station burned, and then you've rebuilt, and to be there to help you through the crisis, of course, was the volunteers and the fire, all the people who lay their lives on the line, the heroes that work with the Bella Vista and the outlying stations as well. Can you tell us exactly, when you talk about the volunteer fire department, that this is a fundraiser? What does that mean? Put the story behind it.
Okay, Shasta County provides us with money to operate on a general basis. And everything else that we want to buy, if we have specialty tools, rescue tools and stuff that we want to buy, that comes fundraising and events like this. And Dry Creek's been great about doing these chili cook-offs, and we get a good response from people. And also, it's a great place to meet and greet your neighbors and get everybody out to meet the volunteer firefighters. And it's just a good time.
Now, do you have firemen standing by for this chili? Because I understand sometimes that you'll take a bite of it, and it's like somebody has put lava into your mouth, and it runs a straight passage straight to another part of your body. And you are there having to spray people. Is that true?
Yeah, you have hoses ready.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Julian.
Yes.
She knows what I'm talking
Dry
about.
Dry Creek Station, so happy.
Yes.
So happy to have you all back.
Yes, this is be our first one since we rebuilt. We had them at the old Dry Creek, so we burnt down right before the last year's chili cook-off, so that didn't happen. And so this will be our first one since we've been back.
So we want everybody to come out, bring their chili of all different kinds. It doesn't have to be beef or pork. It could be bear, antelope, you know, new.
Elk.
That's right. You know, I want you to go home today and check the place out, because last time you were on, a couple of days before that, the accident occurred. So today, when you go home, run back to the restaurant. You check around, make sure everything's okay. All right, you heard it here first.
Ron will be out there. You know,
Ron, we'll go over and help her.
Yeah, what is it? You know, can you find out? Well, how do you find if there's a hot spot? Is there like a little indicator that you can stick up on the wall or like around there? We'll find out about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more about the chili cook-off with Ron Smith here, who is with the Volunteer Fire Department of Bella Vista,
and Julian Hainer.
From
Dry Creek Station.
We love it. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street under pressure following news from across the pond. Greece announced it will miss its deficit target this year by about $25 billion. This raises new concerns over the second bailout the country is expected to receive from the Eurozone. Greece has announced new austerity measures to help put its budget back on track. Yahoo and ABC News are joining forces to create a joint news partnership. This comes about a month after Yahoo's board fired CEO Carol Bartz for failing to jumpstart growth. ABC News will be the premier news provider on Yahoo's site. The two companies will have a combined audience of more than 100 million people. Yahoo and ABC will continue to maintain editorial control of their sites. And shares of pharmaceutical product development are jumping on news it's going private. Private equity firm The Carlyle Group and Hellman and Friedman are purchasing the company in an all-cash deal worth nearly $4 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business." Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning. It is October 3rd. It's raining a little bit outside.
And we are talking about the 5th Annual Dry Creek Station and Bella Vista Fire Department Chili Cook-Off. It's a fundraiser, of course. All the proceeds, 100% of all donations, go to the Bella Vista Fire Department. And, you know, I'm not really sure what the forecast looks for yet. Let me see if I can find that.
Sunday, it's clearing up.
Okay, because I was going to say, you might need some rain for that steam and that fire that's coming off your tongue. For those of you who really like to do the hot chili, it's $5 for each entry. And, of course, we just have a few minutes left to talk to Julie Hayner and Ron Smith about the event. And let's go. Okay, time, place.
What do you need to bring?
Yeah.
Bring chili.
Bring chili. Can you cook it there or not? No, okay, you're just bringing it already made then.
Yeah, yes. You want to cook it, and everybody usually brings it like in a crock pot or pot, and we supply the cornbread, and everybody will bring their their chili in, and everybody gets a number.
Okay, a little accoutrements with it if you want cheese on anything. In other words, you bring everything you can for the chili, mm-hmm. and then people are going to get little cups probably, and then they'll be able to vote.
Yeah, and then
the ones that are still standing after the fifth one.
Right, and then we have judges, and they'll judge, and then the people that didn't cook and they just want to try it can walk through and do the same thing. And then there'll be different prizes for each category. Yours hot, the best, the favorite of all.
Yeah, personally, what I have found here to the Northern Californianos is they don't know what hot chili is. Frankly, I think most of the chili I've had up here has been wussy.
Last couple of years, we've had something that's been pretty warm.
Well, you know what? To me, pretty warm means is as I sniff it, as the aroma reaches my nostrils, all the hair burns. That to me, into my nose.
I have to walk
and
around.
I want to see Bad Bob with spotches on his face, where just the aroma of it as he leans over takes out his beard.
I carry the acid reducer. Thank you. Yeah. So sign-ups again are at Dry Creek Station, and for further information,
you can call Dry Creek Station
549-5386. And there's going to be door prizes, drawings, and first prize for the chili cook-off is $100. So,
oh, right.
If you need a little extra cash, bring your chili down.
You know, this is great, and we strongly, strongly encourage people to do it. You know, you've got a lot of things going on this weekend, Big Bike Weekend. This is a good way to kind of finish it off. You've seen it. You know, Big Bike Weekend is winding down. Then so you just go on out to Dry Creek Station, join into this chili cook-off, and it starts again. What time?
At
noon. Starts at noon, and it goes until?
It's done.
Until it's done. Well, I like that. Start at noon, and we're going to keep serving until the last person is laying there in a fetal position, burping.
Ambulance is standing by.
Ambulance is standing by. We've got people with asbestos gloves covered with something like duct tape to help pick you up and put you back into your car.
Water spray misters.
That's right.
Showers.
Hey, you know what? We are so happy. One, that Dry Creek Station, are back online.
Yep, yep.
We are so happy. And then,
and of course,
everything that the firemen do for us and the volunteer fire department.
Thank you so much for your service, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, if there's any questions, give Dry Creek Station a call. And that's Sunday, October 9th, from noon till the time the last bowl is licked clean.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Carl and the Bob, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking what's going on. Another question about the Veterans Museum. We're also going to be talking about how can somebody get a deal to graze his cattle on city property that we paid for with our taxes, and he makes a profit on it because of the way that the lease is written. Let's talk about that when we get back to Carl and the Bob.
Family owned and operated since 1953 with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, KCNR fans and the chat pack. We love it. We had a great breakfast. God, it was so neat to meet and be with you guys. That was really a lot of fun. And we appreciate you so much engaging. I mean, you engage with us. And sometimes when one or two of you have to leave town or do whatever, we go through like withdrawals. So thanks so much. And again, a shout out. Saturday night, we were at Bark and Wine, the event that was at Holiday Inn. And
Red Lion Inn.
Okay, Red Lion Inn.
But they both
Thank
have
you.
Ends on them.
Sorry.
I get confused.
Okay, the Red Lion Inn. We had a great time, and we did that with Ray John, and a lot of people. It was wine tasting, so there was a lot of different.
Humane, yeah.
Yeah, and so if your ticket got you in, and you could taste different wines, and they had hors d'oeuvres and a lot of fun prizes, and lo and behold, on the silent auction table, Carl decided, you know, we had Ray John on before, and he said he had all these Harley collectibles.
He has been collecting Harley Davidson stuff for decades.
We're talking models.
Yeah, the models of the different bikes, including the.
I got a biker Barbie.
From
Do you
Peter
know that?
Fonda, you know what was that one?
I got a biker Barbie.
What was the one with you know?
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. Yeah, he had the Easy Rider, perfect replica of the Easy Rider, including the helmet. He had two bikes, and these are miniatures, of course. With one with the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima,
and then you have
it,
some
painted
that,
on it. It was absolutely beautiful.
Some that vroom.
Yeah, they make noise. And then you have Harley Barbie.
She doesn't make noise.
Anyway, but the thing is that you know this is kind of a
doesn't.
Perfect start off for Big Bike Week that starts this week. Big Bike Week.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Before we get into your rant, I just have to tell you that this was passed across the desk, and I think everybody listening will like to hear this. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill prohibiting cities and counties from banning male circumcision. It's done.
That's the one that San Francisco, in its infinite wisdom, along with the other things they do, was going to ban the practice of circumcision, which, of
Next.
Course... That is now it's. Why do you even have to pass a law like that?
I know. All right, it's done. Done.
Okay, it's done. All right, going back.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. The question is why did they? Why was the letter sent to the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum? And the reason was is because they were not zoned correctly. Well, why weren't they zoned correctly when this thing first started? Why did it take a letter of threat to do it? Anybody on the city council will tell you, all you had to do was bring it to them and they would just vote for rezoning. But let's talk about what's going on out at Stillwater. It appears that Supervisor Hawes is going to be able to lease land at $3,000 a year out of Stillwater to graze his cattle on, as opposed to somebody else offering $4,000 to graze his cattle. And the answer was because Hawes better understands the environmental aspects than other people. And as Hawes says, it works well for me. Of course it does. It's because you make money on taxpayers' land, Supervisor Hawes. And the question is who wrote the lease? Why is it being voted on in a closed session? Who stands to make money off this? Why are taxpayers paying for this land that you're going to be grazing cattle on? I understand that there's environmental, they want to keep the place open out there. Stillwater should not all be just made into one big industrial swamp out there, and they've got places open up. But the question is who wrote the lease? Who makes it so that, what makes it different that for $3,000 as opposed to $4,000? Who made the decision on that? Who wrote it? Who makes the decision on it? And I don't care. You know, this could be perfectly clean. I mean, as I should say, because I have deep respect for the staff and the people doing these things, it's probably perfectly clean, right? But why does it smack of something where a supervisor, Glenn Hawes, is going to get something from the city, from the taxpayers, at less money than somebody else coming in would get? Why is that? Why does it even, is it, you know, why, you know, what exactly does he do that is so much better, besides a quote in the paper is that he better understands the environmental aspects and the fact that it works well for him? Does anybody have any answers for that? If you've got a question about that, if you've got an answer, you know, I think that is being voted on, I think, during the city council on Tuesday at 6 p.m., something to check out. We'll get a little bit more on that as we go along. But that one I kind of wonder about that one. But let's just go to the phones right now. John, good morning. You are live on hard-hitting KCNR Radio.
KCNR Radio, hard-hitting news.
Come on, baby.
In between the chili cook-offs and the honeybee festival, in between, we're in there.
We need to do that.
I just wanted to comment a bit on the Hawes situation with Stillwater.
Okay.
He's already had a lease there once.
Yes. Right?
And he definitely got it. It was not put out to open bid. It was just given to him.
I find that so hard to believe.
To think, yeah, I imagine that. There's a lot of boss hogism in this whole thing, right? Boss hog is definitely the allegorical situation. But having done some investigation into this, I find that Supervisor Hawes is somewhat a expert on fairy shrimp perpetuation. And his cattle have been trained not to stomp on those fairy shrimp.
Well, you know what? That right there is a reason for awarding it, if they are not going to stomp on fairy shrimp.
There you go. I mean, he trained his cows specifically to leave those fairy shrimp alone.
Well, and you know what I heard? I heard about the fairy shrimp?
Huh.
He trained them to, when they drank water and they and they ingested the fairy shrimp, that is just a way of transporting them to another area and putting them in.
I got it now. Geez, I feel so much better after having talked to you about this.
Well, you know, I can't help but look at the comments on the Reddit.com on the blogs, and which was the one that somebody said, hey, look, I understand the environment better than him. I want it for $2,000.
There you go.
You know what? You know, even if this thing is clean, it looks bad. You know,
again, it's one clean, Carl.
They're
giving a government official of this county preferential consideration on a dollar and cents issue. And if this doesn't smack of cronyism worse than anything, nothing does. And I recognize he's been in the community a long time and has been in the Old Boy Network a long time. But this one stinks.
Well, my question is why the Record Searchlight didn't look into who wrote the lease?
Oh,
because I've been told is that people writing the lease may have been, you know, had something to do with the fact that also. But, you know, again, these are things that people call me.
Are going to look into this than the Record Searchlight.
Well, you know, the Record Searchlight, to me, this is something right up their alley, that when they see something like this, why wasn't the next question coming out of whoever's in charge's mouth of that area saying, well, who wrote the lease? Why is this happening?
Who's approved this?
Yeah. I don't know. What's going on?
And what's going to... What is it? Is it just a rubber stamping event tonight? I mean, tomorrow night at City Council?
I don't know. But you know what? I know that there's the City Council and the Board of Supervisors and many things are entwined. You know, this is... If this happens here, this happens there. I mean, you know, they work together on many things. So, it's you know, the question should be is... Why
is this a fairy shrimp conspiracy?
Yeah, the fairy shrimp conspiracy. I love it.
Okay, we have a special song.
Guys, have a great time. Okay?
Thank you, John. We got a special song that Bad Bob pulled up that I think is really appropriate for right now. Listen to this.
I supposed to know.
I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right outside. Show me how you want.
I was waiting for the chorus.
Tell me, baby, because I need to know.
Show me, baby, because I need to know.
My loneliness is killing me.
He'll be right back. Hit me, baby.
Hit me with the truth, baby.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Right back.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott. 7:52 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, one of the finest places ever to go to get coffee, if not the finest place right here in the North State.
Let's talk about Tobacco and
Brew. Let's talk about them.
That is Big Bike Weekend.
Big Bike Weekend.
On Thursday. They're going to be doing a cigar. $5 is going to get you
donations. And they support the Traveling Wall of Freedom.
That's right. And so let's support the I love the fact that the folks at Tobacco and Brew really support the veterans, and this is a huge example. You know, this weekend's going to be crazy fabulous with the Big Bike Weekend, and we're going to go through those details as well. But Thursday night is the Tobacco and Brew event for Big Bike Weekend.
And that's right. You can go down. Things are happening right downtown on Hilltop. You can thank Connie Granoles and the people from Big Bike Weekend moving it back downtown. Hey, people, we're going to have a great time. This is times to bring out yourself. Get out. Get that leather jacket on. Get that leather hat on.
We need to bring that coffee cup that as soon as you open the top up, it goes vroom. I'm bringing it in.
Okay. We've got somebody on the phone. George, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you called to chastise us, George?
No.
Okay.
All right. So whatever it is, let us have it.
Just another little tidbit of information. That land that is in question, they've leased out to Haas for about the last 3 years for planting winter wheat on there. But now the city has punched a road in there from Fig Tree Lane clear to the back of the Stillwater development and building a multi-million dollar bridge, and they've put a gravel road in there and fenced it off on both sides of that road over a mile.
Uh-huh.
And that's costing the city buku money, but that's been kept real quiet. And a dirty little secret, I've seen the map, that the road that they put in there off of Fig Tree Lane is designated wetlands. So maybe somebody would want to investigate that a little deeper.
Well, you know what? I think people, you know, any time that you've got a county supervisor getting special consideration for something from the city council, I think ought to be looked at. You know, where's that? Where's that investigative reporters that we're talking about? Maybe we need to just kind of just take a look at it ourselves. George, I thank you for that phone call.
Well, my question is where is the city coming up with all this money to put into this bridge to nowhere? Because, like I said, they're building a multi-million dollar bridge across Stillwater in the backside of the industrial park.
Well, I think, you know, on that one, I think that they've always had that one planned there, because they needed that bridge to complete the road through Stillwater.
Correct.
But the other one, I'm not sure about.
And all the fencing is going to do nothing but enhance Hawes's
keeps the cattle
fairy stomping cows.
No, fairy shrimp. It's not. They are fairy shrimp avoiders. That's what they are. See, they've been trained to avoid fairy shrimp, which is part of that, of the environmental, you know, because he understands the environment better than everybody else.
They must have rubber hooves some.
They levitate across the ground there. Okay, George, thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay, hey, you know what? This is, there's other things going on, my friends. Okay, you ready? Write it down. Shasta County Supervisor is going to meet tomorrow at 9, as they always do, at the Shasta County Administration Center on Court Street, as they always do, to consider whether to withdraw their approval of a shopping center in Churn Creek Bottom or consider placing a referendum on the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center on the June ballot. A recent petition opposed the proposed shopping center has enough signatures to possibly bring the measure before the voters. They're also going to consider a second petition to rezone Churn Creek Bottom to cattle grazing, which would block the I read that. I got that one mixed up with something else. Supervisors will also consider a second petition to rezone Churn Creek Bottom, which was also blocked the shopping center. In other words, rezone it so it can't be something you can put buildings in. So that's tomorrow at 9:00. That's going to be a big meeting. There's going to be a lot of people there. That should be a good place for excitement. They're figuring out whether they're going to withdraw their approval of the shopping center in Churn Creek. Or put it on an open referendum. And, of course, the Reading City Council will consider leasing the Reading Convention Center to Advance Reading, a nonprofit group originated by Bethel Church. Under the lease, Advance Reading would need to set aside at least 60 days for the events, which would include Cool April Nights, the Kids Unlimited Music Camp, concerts, the 4th of July extravaganza, and a few other things. Okay, so there's a lot of things going on tomorrow. Plus, of course, they're talking about the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum will be brought up. And I'm not sure about the Hawes thing. I'll go back and look at that. But we'll talk about that a little bit later, too. About is that being brought up tomorrow for a vote? Or is that just one of those things that they just vote in the secret session? I'm sorry, closed session. Is closed the same as secret? No. Secret means nobody ever knows about it. And so we know it's there. We just don't know. You know, it's just something that they consider that nobody's going to care about. Like TARP. Remember TARP? When they were building, they were putting all those electrical lines and it was going to displace 60,000 people in the North State, and they voted on that because they didn't think that was important. I remember that. That was a closed session.
Define reportable action.
Well, we have about a minute left before our 8
all
o'clock.
Yours, sweetie.
Well, no. I mean, you're talking, we were saying closed or close. Again, this just came over the desk. And, you know, of course, it's on everybody, the tip of everybody's tongue. People are kind of frustrated with, you know, who's running for, you know, president and who's in the Republican, you know, lineup. So people are saying, hey, what do you think about New Jersey's governor, Chris Christie? Do you want him in? Well, you know, what are you thinking? So according to a poll, there is essentially, even with President Obama, in an early look at a hypothetical election 2012 matchup. That's what we want you guys to call in and tell us what you think.
There were no hypothetical questions.
Yes, I guess.
We have all types of hypothetical
questions.
It's
a hypothetical poll, I guess that you would call
What's
it.
What's a fairy shrimp? What's a fairy shrimp? We got to take a break here. Hey, enjoy magazine when we get back.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, mark the date. January 21st, South Carolina moving its Republican primary earlier after Florida forced a big shift in the presidential campaign calendar. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, South Carolina wasn't happy that last week Florida trumped their first primary in the South status by moving up their primary date to January 31st. So now South Carolina will do theirs 10 days earlier on January 21st. GOP rules say anybody going that early loses half their delegates to the Republican National Convention next year. We're now waiting to see if Iowa and New Hampshire move up their voting. Dave?
And an American, Amanda Knox, makes one final plea in Italy.
I want to go home.
Knox, hoping an appeals court throws out her murder conviction, insisting she didn't kill her roommate in 2007, but the victim's sister says Meredith Kircher is being forgotten about.
Everything that Meredith must have felt that night, everything she went through, the fear.
A verdict is expected later today. The trial about to resume for the doctor charged with killing Michael Jackson. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live outside the L.A. courthouse.
Dave, last week the prosecution tried to make jurors see Dr. Murray as incompetent and working to cover up Michael Jackson's death. An ER doctor, who's back on the stand today, and paramedic Richard Seneff testified that Murray said he'd given Jackson lorazepam, but not the drug that killed him, propofol. The paramedics testified that when they arrived, Jackson's skin was cold, his eyes open and dry, but Murray told them he'd just lost consciousness. Other witnesses said Murray tried to hide vials of drugs in a bag, Dave.
Jessica, anti-Wall Street protesters now gathered in L.A. and other cities.
It's for all of you who are tired of watching the banks get bailed out while we get sold out.
He's supporting what's going on near Wall Street. People camped out a third straight week. 700 were arrested over the weekend. Meanwhile, there is some selling at the stock market. The Dow is now down 76 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Ever hear of Bethany Hamilton? By age 13, she was a world-class surfer. That was before a shark, without warning, appeared and bit off her entire left arm. The loss of blood almost killed her. Isn't that a clue to take up a new sport on land? Not for Bethany. She loved surfing. What's more, she believed God's purpose in her life trumped even the loss of her arm. In 3 weeks, she was back in the water, on the board, rebalancing her return to world-class competition. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge with a word about setbacks. Surprise and disappointment come to us all. Bethany reminds us that no setback outlasts a tough mindset. It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
As Republicans move their presidential contests earlier, President Obama sharpening his attacks on the candidates trying to kick him out of office.
A memo being released today by the campaign attacks the GOP field as being increasingly out of step with Americans. The memo cites a series of polls to suggest Republican contenders have embraced positions mainstream Americans reject. The memo says the GOP race has become a campaign to win the hearts and minds of the Tea Party. And it says while the president is fighting for the middle class, Republicans are positioning themselves as champions for corporations and special interests. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
A federal judge in Virginia sentenced a Somali man to life in prison for his role in the hijacking of a yacht that left all four Americans on board dead. He's the third of 11 men to be sentenced who pleaded guilty in the case. A genetics professor from California, Bruce Beutler, wins the Nobel Prize for Medicine, sharing it with two others.
For their discoveries concerning the activation of innate immunity,
which could lead to new cancer and infections treatments. But hours after the Nobel Committee handed out the awards, it got a surprise when it was told one of the three winners, Canadian Ralph Steinman, is dead, died Friday of pancreatic cancer. And the irony, he was receiving the same immunotherapy treatment that he was awarded for his research. A home invasion in Pennsylvania leaves a couple hospitalized, and police say the suspect is a real animal.
Two people were sent to the hospital after a black bear chased a dog into a home Monday morning. It happened in Oliver Township, about 20 miles outside of Harrisburg. A spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Game Commission says the dog was outside in the early morning hours, then ran into the home only to be followed by the bear. The spokesperson says a man inside was scratched and bitten by the bear, and a woman was attacked as she tried to chase the animal away. Now, if the bear can be located, it will be euthanized and tested for rabies, according to the Game Commission. In Harrisburg, Bob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
GM is joining Chrysler, saying it had good sales in September. GM, with a 20% gain over last year, was 27% for Chrysler. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. October the 3rd. It is about 56 degrees out there. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com, Linda and I, like 8:05. And before we get to our next guest, we've got Elizabeth. Elizabeth is on the phone. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, you know what? I am just kind of like fired up.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'm so sorry. I should know better.
Yes. You have to. At least we know who you're listening to. As you know what?
It's not a normal Monday morning.
Well, we're having we're doing our hard hitting show this morning.
Oh, good. Good thing, because I just dropped a chair.
Hey, what's up?
Just calling to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, which is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And tonight we're going to ease our way into the election season with Gregory Cheadle. He is running for Wally Herger's seat.
Yes, he is.
And he will be giving us a little history about himself and what his thoughts are about our area, our economy, probably redistricting, all things that are related to the impact on Shasta County and the surrounding counties in Northern California. So it's going to be interesting to get his insight, see what he thinks and what his plans are for the election season.
Well, there's going to be a lot of things coming up this season with the changing in the districting. A lot of people are throwing their hats in the ring, like Rick Bassetti. Greg Cheadle is making a run at Wally Herger, as is, of course, Jim Reed from the Democratic side. So it's going to be kind of an interesting group.
And, you know, it's kind of nice because Gregory does not have a history in politics. So he's not a career politician running for a seat. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Well, he's got his work cut out for him.
Yes, he does.
That's for sure. We'll have Greg on the show also.
Great.
And have him, because as we do everybody that runs for office, we're going to have him on and let people, you know, hear what they say and let the people make up their minds.
Great.
Hey, by the way, great show yesterday that you all had on We the People with this with your security expert.
Yeah, Cameron Gamble from Project Taken, and I know you're going to be having him on
your
show.
Yeah, we poached him right off your show.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's an amazing young man.
If nothing else, just to make your property a little bit, you know, more secure, or to train your children and your loved ones and the things to look for. Yes.
Yeah, his whole background is in being aware of your surroundings and avoiding abduction, being stalked, being attacked, that type of thing. So he knows how to go in and help families secure their kids and, you know, their routines.
Uh-huh. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you. Okay, that meeting's tonight at 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. All right, thanks
all
a lot.
You
bet. Thank you, too, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Okay, before we take our break, we've got, of course, our Wells Fargo financial advisor, Chris Lasondak, and he's got the information with the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into the new trading month, and the markets are in negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 58 points at 10,856. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 1125, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 13 points at 2402. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 308 million shares. Taking a look at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel down 30 cents at 21.03, Oracle down 19 cents at 28.55, Microsoft is up 11 cents at $25 even, and Apple down 272 at 378.57. Of local interest, PG&E down 28 cents at $42.03, Safeway's up 2 cents at $16.65, AT&T is up 6 cents at $28.58. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.86%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down $1.25 a barrel at $77.95. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $21.80 an ounce at $1,644.75. Silver's up 55 cents an ounce at $30.45. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Okay, we have a Wells Fargo update. We have the market minute at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Kind of tells you what's going on. And we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we have Enjoy Magazine, and they are ready.
And what's happening in the October issue? This is KCNR 1460.
Facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Monday morning. Currently 59 degrees. Look, we're going to have rain today, folks. And we're going to get up to 66. Of course, this is the third day of October, and we're so happy to have you with us this morning. The weather's always brought to you by Enjoy Magazine. Of course, we are sitting here with, or, you know, in our station this morning is Yvonne and James Mazzotta and Enjoy. This is absolutely their fifth anniversary, the most special, spectacular one yet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good
morning. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And what a great effort you all have made.
Enjoy has been enlivening and, you know, just showcasing the North State like no other publication.
Thank you.
And yeah, seriously, I mean, we mean that with all our hearts. That's why we have you come in on a regular basis. So let's just kick off, you guys. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on with Enjoy.
My lovely wife brought me a cup of coffee this morning, and I realized when you're sitting here drinking, how loud it sounds when you swallow with headphones on, you know, on the radio. And I'm sitting here going, can they hear that?
And you know what? Yes, they can, because we're sitting in here and Linda is typing on the computer, and one of our listeners, Sharon, goes, what is that clicking
with
sound?
With my newly cut fingernails.
What is that clicking sound?
Because, you know? Yeah. There's a clicking sound on your show.
And we're looking around. We're looking
and
around
I'm always
going,
smacking on Carl, yeah. Like, stop it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so there you go.
I mean, this is truly live. And I'm sitting here swallowing, going, this is a really good cup of coffee. But I'm thinking, my gosh, I can hear myself. This outer body experience.
The beauty of headphones.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, well, we're obviously, as always, pleased to be here. And we love the partnership with you guys. I mean, you guys have obviously a great show in the mornings, and just a great station in general, and it's a lot of fun. So we enjoy being here, and my favorite part of obviously is being on air, but actually it's the commercial breaks, because this place is a madhouse at the commercial breaks, and we get to have a lot of fun. So I love that. Anyway, yeah, this is our fifth anniversary, and happy birthday,
yes.
October. And it also is our one-year anniversary for Enjoy the Store. So there are a lot of things going on in October for us. It's my birthday in October, too. So.
Oh, happy birthday.
But anyway, we have this great cover that's fun, and it is a beautiful young girl with a great homemade party hat. We made all these hats. As you know, we had an event at the Gaia Hotel, and you guys were there and sat at our table, and we celebrated our birthday, had a great dinner, and the centerpieces were all hats that were made by our
handmade
hats by our group.
And also the gal who threw the helped design the party is going to be doing the Vanity Fair party on October 20th. Yes. Let's not forget. And I've told everybody with my mouth still agape that evening that for your fifth party, I felt like I was transported into like a fashion release thing out of New York. It was unlike anything I've seen. And thank you for that.
Oh,
wonderful.
Well, thank you
display
so much.
Of elegance and cutting edge.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We enjoyed doing it. And our cover model is Hannah, who is was our intern this summer. So we got to recycle.
7 feet tall.
Yeah, you had some cutie patooties.
How old is she? Is like 18 or what? Is she older?
No.
I'm sure she's older
a little
than that.
Older than that, I think.
Yeah. She's got to be 21.
She's longer than 36.
She better be older than 21.
Yeah, Carl had a fun time watching Carl watch the girls that really, you have some cuties. Yeah. And they're all, like I said, so many of them think about, you know, they're writers and they're involved with fashion and involved with, you know, being involved. And that's always exciting to see people, young minds that are.
It's a huge gratitude event. I mean, we truly appreciate all the people that go into making Enjoy Magazine. And really, it's our only opportunity to stop for a minute and just give a big old hug and then, you know, dance and have a good old time. So it was really, really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So thank you guys for coming.
Absolutely.
And we just wrapped up our 2011 season for Movies in the Park. This Friday was our last movie of the season, which, you know, is bittersweet. For me, it's nice because I get a break now for a little bit.
Yeah, I get my husband back on Friday nights.
You never
Except
get a break.
Except for that, you did the home show,
yeah,
so you were schlepping some more.
Yes, yes, yes.
You never get a break.
But I wanted to just shout out to REU because, you know, they're celebrating their 90th year of service, and they're getting there. This whole week is the Public Power Week. So October 2nd through the 8th, they're going to be having their big energy fair. But they stepped up to the plate this last movie and sponsored and paid for the licensing of the movie, which was a great help for us.
What was the movie again?
It was The Pink Panther.
Oh,
yeah. And they also gave vouchers to the first 500 of our guests that allowed them to get a free bag of kettle corn from Mad Colonel Kettle Corn Company. And we also got from TJ's Hot Dogs, they were given a voucher for a drink. So that was a big deal, and people really appreciated that, and I appreciated it.
Well, you know, I know, but you know, you'll hear in political conversations or people talk about sometimes they get really mad at REU, but our experience is that REU, if you enough people tell REU how they feel, REU comes back and says we really want to help you serve the. We want to serve the public.
Sure.
No, and I have hands off. Hats
I pay
off,
my utility bill, and I get it. So yeah. You know, yes. I understand all that kind of
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely,
that's the world we
and
live
pay
in.
Pay for service. So.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
So that's wonderful.
But
that
they could do nothing too.
Yeah, I congratulations to them. I just yeah. So hats
they,
off.
You're right. They could do nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Except do the minimum, and they don't. They do other things too.
Yeah, I love their
as,
little
as
newsletter.
As upset as we get about things, I think if you understand. The whole picture. Sometimes it's yes, there are things that are a little strange, but you know, it's more of a something that's been happening for decades than it is something you know that's just all of a sudden popped up to here. Let me poke you in the eye. Yeah. With it.
Well, so congratulations, REU, 90 years of service, and that they sponsored your event.
And we just moved out to Cottonwood, and let me tell you what, we've lived in Redding forever, and.
Are you
try
like,
PG&E.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
I know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like, wow. You know.
Like double.
Triple tier.
Yes.
You know?
My parents have triple tier.
So anyway. So thank you to REU for that support. We really appreciated it. It did help with our event. And Yvonne's got a great story that I really love. It's a beautiful layout, and it's a really... I know the family because I've bought motorcycles from them, but it's just a great story, so I'll let Yvonne share about it.
It's called Runaway Wedding, and the girl's name is Maxie McCarley. And the really cool thing is I went to fashion design school, so I really know what goes into this. And she designed her own wedding dress, but not only did she design her own wedding dress, she used parts of her mother's wedding dress, her aunt, her mother-in-law, her grandmother, and her great-grandmother. To build this amazing dress, and you know, you're leaving a legacy. I mean, you're. What do you do with your wedding dress? A lot of times, I'll hang on to it, and I'll give it to my daughter or something. Well, those of us that don't have daughters, and who knows if the style is going to be around. I think it's just a great tribute to all those that actually make up your world. And really, you know, they say the wedding day is about the bride. The wedding day is about the whole family and the combination of, you know, bringing all those families together. And she built this dress and very, very proud of it. She added all these sparkles to her shoes. And she just made a statement for the family, not just for herself. She canned jams, and that was their gift.
I think that's interesting.
Wonderful.
That, you know, that's a perspective. I mean, I would agree and disagree. I would struggle with the fact that, you know, you see these Bridezilla shows on TV and stuff like now. It is, you know, little girls do dream about this day their whole life, and but so do their mothers. And it's a real interesting dynamic because I think the day, it is the bride's day. And you see sometimes the mothers that are overpowering. I wish there was a great way in the at the beginning phases when it's all impressionable that mother and daughter are always about it together. Because I think it's really important, and I really respect her that she honored her heritage. She honored her mother and her grandmother in that way. And and as much as it is her day, I mean, you know, your mother gave birth to you, and she spends her whole life waiting for this day. For, you know, so it is really
feel emotional. I agree.
It is a real tie. A struggle.
I will share with you that my mother, my grandmother made her wedding dress, and my mother carried that wedding dress around with her forever and ever and ever. So I didn't. By the time it had become, you know, tattered through moves, being in attics with the satin shoes to match, by the time I got ready to get married, it was unsalvageable. Had I known this gal that you're Maxie, mm-hmm. I would have taken, even if it was a splotch, to tie into what I was wearing, to have inside the lace, to have it inside something, I would have definitely gone this route, because that would have been, again, three generations of walking down and what it is to give homage to to your bloodline.
Yeah. Another thing they're doing too is, and she did as well, is they're taking the bouquets and they're adding brooches, family heirloom brooches to the bouquets.
Yeah.
Which again, you know, it's just, and you're walking around and you're saying, this was, you know, so-and-so's brooch from the 1920s. And her theme was the World's Fair in the 1930s.
Oh, is that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Hey, you know, we're going to have to take I hate to on this, but we have to take a quick break here. Our guests are in Joy Magazine, of course. Again, you know, at the first Monday of each month, they come in here and tell us the great articles they have in the magazine. And we so enjoy having that, because the North State, this is what they write on, the North State, and how great it is up here. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your hard-hitting community radio.
Yeah, hit me, baby, one more time.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah. You've got two eyes.
I know. No, if you're a woman, you have
here.
Four.
You've heard it first here. You have two eyes. Dr. Joseph Leah is the man who's going to take care of him. He's our optometrist. We trust him with our eyes. He's at on Hartnell Avenue. His phone line. His phone number is 530-223-2325. Young, old, it doesn't make any difference. You need to have your eyes checked. Problems with insurance? You call Dr. Leah at 223-2325. He wants to take care of your eyes. He will work with you. He's got an on-site lab. He has glasses for the entire family. He has got different types of glasses and eye care and eyewear, like the Wiley Climate Control Series eyewear. And we've got Big Bike Weekend coming up. And
ooh,
if you want to ride your bike and you want to get any type of protection, you want protection for your eyes. And this is the Wiley Climate Control Series will do that. No damage to your eyes. It keeps out the debris. But the main thing for Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, is he takes care of your eyes. That's, again, 223-2325.
All right, our guest this morning from Enjoy Magazine, Yvonne James Mazzotta. Welcome to the program again.
Good morning.
And let's talk about your fabulous fifth anniversary issue.
Well, when we left, we were talking about the great wedding story, wedding dress story. That was fantastic. We also have a great, fun, youth kind of based article. Of course, it's not just youth because everybody, all ages do this, but youth inspired is spinning their wheels. The 2000 National Yo-Yo Contest whirls into Chico. So if you are a yo-yoer.
Yeah, but you know what's really interesting about yo-yos is that, of course, that is the one of those, even though they've become, I'm sure, more aerodynamic, if you will, they have not... It's a form that's just about the human and your skill with a little piece of round object and a string.
Yep. My son, two of my kids love to do yo-yoing, and you know, they're okay. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They have a traditional yo-yo that we know of that's been around forever and ever and ever. And I'm sure the article talks about yo-yos and when they were started. But they've come a long way. It's still the same thing. It is still, though, the string. But they have engineered them in a way that's just unbelievable. And now... You know, if you go to YouTube or you do any of that kind of stuff, or if you actually even go, do you remember what the store is that we go to get their yo-yos down in Chico? Is that toy? Is it? It's a
toy store.
Yeah, and I apologize. I can't.
That's
think
all right.
Of
we'll think about it at the break.
But, I mean, if
Bird
you
and
have,
Hand.
Bird in Hand. Oh, there we go. Okay. If you have a child that loves yo-yos, that's where you have to go because they have incredible classes there all the time. If you go down there on Saturday, we'll bring the boys, and there are adults and kids everywhere
that's
yo-yoing.
Cool.
Yeah, but they're unbelievable, and the yo-yos these days are not necessarily attached to their string. The string is loose. But yet it still works as a yo-yo, but they could flick it and the yo-yo flies off and they'll grab both ends of the string and catch it in midair and fling it and swirl it and then it sucks right back up on the string. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Okay, so now this is something we need to do at a fundraiser. There needs to be a little exhibit so that we, the people that remember the wooden yo-yos of yesteryear, the little plastic yo-yos, can see how tremendous the art form has become.
It's staggering, really staggering. I mean, it doesn't look physically, humanly possible to do what they do with
yo-yos. You know what? And this is something that has been below my radar scope is yo-yos. Ever since I learned to walk the dog, you know, with mine, you know, and it bounces along and it comes back and hits you in the knee or the face. It was always hitting me in the face. But something like this is something we've got to go take a look at.
It's fantastic.
And you know what?
You've inspired us with this morning.
Right. Spinning Their Wheels is the name of the article. Yep. And it's got great photos in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid's using two of them.
2011. A national yo-yo contest that whirls into Chico.
Yes.
Check it out in Enjoy Magazine.
Uh-huh. And then also something that I really enjoy, another article called Coming Together, and it's time for the Stillwater powwow with our Native Americans, the dance and cultural program that they do. But it's going to be relocating to the Redding Rancheria.
So I have been honored to go there and actually take pictures before, which is a great thing. And of course, you know, you need to be very respectful with your camera and ask before you take pictures. And but if you have never been to a powwow, it's a great thing to go do. It's a great thing to take your kids and let them see, because it's, you know, it is, again, unbelievable. I personally, for me, and you can tell, ask Yvonne, I'm very moved by the Native American dance and the sound of the drums and that kind of...
it's very sacred.
Yeah. And I don't want to say the word screaming, but their chanting is kind of almost very dissident. It is very shrieking, but it's somehow very beautiful how it all works together. And their dance moves are, you know, depending on what tribe they're from and what
incredible
gear they're wearing.
Well, this is a fabulous poster, by the way, and this is going to be on the banks of the Clear Creek at the Wind River Casino, of course, October 7th through the 9th. It's going to be the Stillwater Powwow. Pretty incredible. We got to take a break, you guys. Come back. We're with Enjoy Magazine. When are you going to be able to go before and take pictures again?
I probably will not this year, but we have Michael Burke does a lot for them.
And all right.
Okay. Do you mind dancing,
Michael?
Yeah, Michael's good.
I go there to dance.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for the news and the thought of James dancing at the
it's all good
get together here this weekend.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to three men for research on the immune system. One not around to receive it.
The Nobel Committee honoring scientists
Bruce Beutler and Jill Hoffman.
And Ralph Steinman of Rockefeller University. The university saying Hoffman died on Friday. Unclear if the Nobel Prize must now be rescinded, but they are usually not posthumous.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. An American convicted of killing her roommate in Italy could find out within hours if she's won her appeal and her freedom. Amanda Knox tells a jury she didn't do it in Italian here through a translator.
I want to go home. I want to go back to my life.
Knox and her ex-boyfriend accused of killing Meredith Kircher in 2007. Her sister, Stephanie.
It's very difficult to kind of keep her memory alive in all of this.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 15 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256. Freedom is the only thing
that means a damn to me. Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
the perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day, be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, October the 3rd. First show in October, quickly approaching the end of this year. 530-605-4567 is our number, and KCNR1460, we're streaming live in the chat room, is
and
all over it.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the guys who give you the best buzz in town.
Cypress Square Barbershop. They can do, they give quality haircuts. Not only is that, take a step back in time. You walk in, great conversation, you know, a great haircut, great prices. They give discounts to veterans.
I bet you they keep secrets, too.
No, they don't. They share. We talk about Rich Bay all the time. Rich comes in, and they, you know, we talk about him. And of course, you know, Bay is the one that, you know, that's anyway. It's a long story.
Why not get razzed while you get buzzed?
No, you know what? They treat everybody there with respect, except people they know, like me and Bay. Anyway, that Cypress Square Barbershop, it is great haircuts, and it is great prices there. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say after that? Man's last
stronghold. Well, all you can say is welcome back to the program. And, of course, we're talking to Yvonne and James Mazzotta. And we're going through the October issue of what's happening with Enjoy, covering everything in the North State. Now, let's talk about the magazine a little bit before we get into the next what's going on
article.
October 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So the magazine is in its fifth year.
Correct.
And how many pages now are you up to?
We fluctuate, you know, high 90s, low hundreds. You know, this issue is 104.
And now you are circulating in how many communities or how many counties?
Oh, that is actually, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because I'm not on that page because it was coming up, but we can go there quickly. We have a little section in here that Rhonda pulled together that's kind of like a fun fact.
Trivia. Okay.
Trivia
cool.
about yes. the company and how some things got started and how we screwed up and our little mishaps and, you know, facts and that kind of stuff.
What so, it is to have a business.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a great thing. It's called Enjoy Behind the Scenes, and it's three pages, and it kind of goes through a little bit of just, you know, what our first issue was and who our first photographers and how we messed up on this and misspelled that and did those kind of blunders and stuff. But it is actually a lot of fun. And what was the question you asked me?
Well, how many communities or counties are you in?
Yes.
That's kind of the
and
question.
And actually, I think it actually says right in here, we print 20,000 magazines.
Right.
We write about the top 12 counties of California.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Heavy distribution counties currently right now are Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and Butte. And we do trickle into other counties. We even actually have some distribution in Southern Oregon, on the coast, state line, Susanville, that kind of stuff. So it just, you know.
We see your magazines in a lot of places.
Yeah, so
I mean places that, well, look at this. There's
yeah,
Enjoy
you'd
magazine
love it.
Here.
Love it.
Well,
and
we sell subscriptions. I mean, it's a free magazine, but there are people that buy it as a gift to send to somebody for 12 months and say, you know, here, this is a gift that gives all year long. And they actually reach all over the world. We actually have started a little program, or we're starting a program where it's like people that are traveling take it with them to read on the planes, but then when they get to their destination, they take a picture of themselves in, you know, Bangkok or Paris or whatever with their Enjoy magazine. But we actually, too, also we track our website and our hits and stuff. And it's amazing how many people come to our website from all over the world. And how many subscriptions we actually have that are outside of the greater Northern California.
Well, tons. I believe that, and I understand that, because if you look at something like Arizona Highways, that became famous throughout the world, And people would follow that because it was the Southwest. It was Arizona right there. Mm-hmm. You're riding on a very beautiful part of the country with so many things to do. There are people living throughout the world that would love to be here but can't, so they kind of can live mm-hmm. vicariously through your magazine.
I'm Reading, really, I don't necessarily care for the heat. That's my Achilles kind of thing. But other than that, Reading is as great a place to be anywhere as it is in any part of the world, really. I mean, it's its own unique, distinct look and feel, but it has, it has all the seasons. It has the water. It has the mountains. It has
accessibility.
It has everything. And, yeah. We get a huge influence. I mean, at our store, it's amazing now how many people we get coming in that are from Germany and Japan and Korea and, France, and they come into the store. The Netherlands, we've got tons of people coming in from Holland and Sweden, and they just love it here. And they're visiting friends or their family, or somebody told them to come here. And they come into our store, and we get to chat with them. And then.
Well, we have here in town. We have, or in our city, we have an epicenter with Bethel Church.
Yes. Yeah.
That brings in people from all over the world that
Absolutely.
You just see wandering down the streets. Mm-hmm. Stopped out here the other day and asked us, but they're from Great Britain.
Yeah.
Where do you go to eat here?
Yeah.
Or where's the city center?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And,
very European questions.
But once they go to your store, I mean, you've got them then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to put
James's
it.
James's like favorite.
And I very clearly ask, because my assumption is right off the bat, if they're from somewhere else, I'm like, are you here for the school at Bethel? And a lot of them, the majority of them are, but you'd be surprised how many are here just on vacation.
Well, we had met somebody from Ireland the other, when Linda was singing up mm-hmm. in Ensemble's, that we're here from Ireland.
Right.
We're just traveling through and really like the area.
Mm-hmm. Stayed up at the Weston House Bed and Breakfast. But also when we were in Yosemite, we couldn't believe how many people that we met or we ran into in Yosemite that were definitely traveling, that were Europeans, more Europeans than Americans. You've got your finger on something there. Was that pertinent to this particular?
Well, it was funny because James was mentioning about the heat. And really cool part of the magazine this month is all of our writers. And it's the Get Acquainted section, and they talk a little bit about themselves.
Writers and photographers.
Love this segment.
And Callie Markle, the question was, favorite thing about the North State? And she remarked, the heat keeps the weakling away.
There you go. Yes!
We're going to take a break.
That's right.
We're going to take a break on that. So, you know what? Hit me, baby, one more time.
Snap me.
Only the weaklings will... What is it again? The heat will keep the weaklings away.
Yeah!
KCNR 1460.
Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on The Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot, 8:43 in the morning, October the 3rd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. very friendly people, the finest walking humidor in the state. And on this Thursday night, they are hosting an event for Big Bike Weekend, which helps. People can donate $5 for a cigar, and that helps with the traveling wall, that wall of celebration that's here, that celebrates the those that gave the, their utmost for our country in wars, the 9/11 incident, our police firemen. It pays homage to them, and they're having an event there
that
night.
The Wall of Remembrance.
That's right, on Thursday night at, I believe it starts around 6 p.m., at Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Hey, our guest, Yvonne and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine, our favorite magazine.
The creators of, the movers and shakers of. Okay, so we're looking at the October issue. What is next?
Vanity Fair Party, where both of you, Linda and Carl, are going to be our stars for the event, our MCs. This is a event to support the Women's Refuge and their emergency fund. We're building up that fund so that when women, whoever come in there and need help, that they've got the money to help them with. And they have a safe house, too, as well, so it's part of supporting that. It's an evening of fun and glamour. It's old Hollywood. They're going to have 19 boutiques. It's at Riverview. And they're going to have 19 boutiques where you can shop and learn about all the beauty and, you know, all the beauty women types of things. It's a women's event. It's
girls' night out. I think I'm one of the two guys that are there.
Oh, no.
James will be there.
Dragged into it.
Well, then you and I, James, and maybe, like, I was told that there's not going to be a lot of guys there. But,
no, that's, you know, okay.
I'm just going to stand there in my tux.
No, but it's a 5:30 to 8 o'clock evening. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got girlfriends that are, like, really excited about getting tickets and that have already said in circles, oh, I really want to come to this event. So it'll be, like you said, there'll be boutiques, there are going to be speakers, and it's all a good, it's about empowering women.
Right.
Yeah. More information.
Yeah.
Girl stuff.
Well, the Women's Refuge
and fashion,
is one of those iconic kind of organizations in Reading. And they do a lot in here for women, but we also, there are a lot of support from the community keeps this organization up and running, and it's vital and it's necessary. So when we were asked to be a part of it, we were very honored. And you know, we are, Enjoy is a major sponsor of the event along with Macy's, and Macy's has stepped up, and it's going to be a good thing. The boutiques are going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, it's like creating a mini mall inside of
I'm looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and there's some really great stuff. Like, you know, you finally are probably going to get your pair of shoes that you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, they're shoes.
Oh, yeah. Shoes, handbags.
Oh,
yeah.
No, there's all
clothing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Wonderful yeah, stuff. And then we have speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lensing, the ophthalmic plastic surgeon, will be speaking. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Lindsay Miller, and she's the aesthetics director at Reading Derm. And we also have Anne Malachi, who is our cosmetic dentistry. So they're going to speak for just a little bit, and then they'll be around for asking questions, and I think there'll be a consult in your future. they'll be actually giving away, you know, little vouchers for consults. But it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night. Retro Rampage is going to do the fashion show because,
ooh,
again, it's all about old Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
We're dressing Barbies and in old vintage celebrity style, and they'll be auctioned off as well.
Barbies, in fact, being auctioned off.
Yeah, my mom and I are actually doing two of them.
Wow.
I'm excited.
So you guys are hand-making
the clothes.
A Barbie. And then, yeah, you're supposed to make the outfit, hand-make the outfit for the Barbie for the centerpiece of the table.
Yeah,
that
we get Audrey Hepburn and Liz Taylor.
Oh,
I know.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I don't know. I guess I've gotten older because at one time I had my Barbies, and I sold them.
Yeah.
I sold them to a guy that did my hair that collected Barbies. And no, I'm serious. He was like serious
yeah,
into it. So I thought, oh, you know, but it's funny now that I guess it's, that's kind of hanging on to your stuff. But I think back on, God, I had Skipper and Midge and Ken and Ellen. And
now we,
oh,
have,
yeah,
now we have Harley
Twist
Barbie.
Twist your head off. Bar- yeah. And now we've got Harley
we
Barbie
Harley
the other
Barbie
night. We got Harley Barbie.
Yeah.
We might
and
bring Harley
so
Barbie.
Anyway, that's cool. So you got Barbies going on that night. So what else is going on in the magazine?
Well, Yvonne will probably jump back to the little editor page that we have our focus, which is Get Acquainted. And normally we focus on one individual in the community. And of course, this being our celebratory issue for our birthday, we are highlighting a lot of our writers and photographers. So there's like four pages of them with little mini bios and that kind of stuff, which is really great. But there also is a section that's called Staff Favorites and some of our favorite Enjoy stories. So we went through it with our staff and asked what their favorite stories. And of course, it was very very difficult because Rhonda calculated that we have now approached, I think, 1,000 stories over the last 5 years. And so to think about all those stories, of course, we're not doing anybody justice. I'm sure I could come up with 10 of them that I like. But she pressured me, and of course, I had to think of something. And one so you can kind of see what some of our staff favorites are. And mine, actually, just to share, that I picked only was partly because I was so involved in the photo shoot. And so it was a very impactful day. There were people there from all over the world doing testing and looking to buy this piece of equipment to bring to their resort towns in the Cayman Islands. And so it was a really cool day. We spent it out on the lake shooting. And the article was called The Fast and Amphibious. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but there is an organization here in town that has created this machine that looks like a shark/dolphin. And it's actually got, they have one passenger and two passenger machines, and you climb inside of it, and the cockpit is like an F-16 fighter jet you slip into, and you've got controls, and it is, and you go into the water, and it is able to submerge and then jump out of the water like a dolphin and actually flip over, and then you go into the water, and it's like a what would you call it? It's personal watercraft. It's like a jet ski, but you're not outside. You're inside.
Submerged.
Yeah, and it's got a big dorsal fin for its blower to pull in air for the motor. Everything is internal, and it's unbelievable. And so we were out shooting that and filming it, and the guy that was doing it, actually, we had there was a video crew there, and they had very expensive equipment, and they wanted a really great shot. And I was at the bow of the boat shooting for stills for this article, and he got really squirrely and came across the bow of our boat and jumped. And I have some pictures of this thing. Literally, if you've seen those shows where the great white is coming up out of the water, it looks like it's going to take you off the boat. I am like feet away from the bottom of this thing that's airborne coming right at us. And I mean, it is just staggering. So you can look at it in a back issue. But then when it landed, there was a wave of water that came over the front of the boat. And let me tell you, the video crew was not.
They were not happy.
Not happy.
We are not pleased.
So they had people there that were looking at it and test driving it as ways for recreational vehicles that they owned resorts down in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, wow. Are they still here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're inventing them here.
Yes.
Bob was shaking his head. He's seen them before. So.
Have you I first started following this guy, the inventor of this thing, back in the 80s. That's how far back it goes. The Bionic Dolphin, he called it.
Bionic Dolphin, you're right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was featured on a television show called Recreation Nation, and it was very cool.
New Zealand, I think.
You know what? I've just been hearing lately, and we're going to be pushing this out a lot more. There are a number of businesses in this town that are starting that you don't even hear about.
No.
And this is like this one, but there are others here that are just awesome. I mean, some gentlemen were in here the other day talking, and I was just dumbfounded by how big these businesses are and how they've started here.
I probably like keeping low key. Yeah.
And they want to be here because they like Reading in the North State.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be anywhere in the world doing this stuff.
And my thing is that the people of the community really need to get behind these companies.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's absolutely the idea. You know, we and you all, and you know, in other venues, but we are behind those businesses.
Yes.
We are behind those people that are here. We are here trying to get our getting our community to grow.
We're going to take a break. On that note, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more
or service.
No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning, October 3rd. Good morning. You know, we have our rants here on the radio. And I love doing that, you know the Haws and the Veterans Museum and
I love
and
too.
Other things too. You know, I mean, we love having that. But you know, we look at this, and we also look as a way of sharing information with everybody in the community on different things. And at Enjoy Magazine, we enjoy having you on.
Well, thank you.
Because you all give a different perspective. You don't have the rage or it doesn't come out in the magazine. It comes out as something beautiful of the North State. Mm-hmm. And we need beauty.
We need that.
We need that balance that comes out and says, hey, you know what? This is a great place.
We need Grandma's pecan pie.
Yeah.
Oh, right and now.
We need to diet. So we need all of it.
We need it all. And I promise you all that the rage will continue, but also with the balance and the information.
Night and day. You can't have darkness without light.
That's it.
This
is the light.
Yeah, we were just talking the other day about how you can, you know, in order to fill your high highs, you have to go low, low. And we were just talking about in a relationship that's really a great relationship. There really seems to be high highs and some low lows, and it's getting through the low lows that you are able to, you know, just feel like, wow, we walked through that door.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure.
And we are sunshine, but there is even a saying, and it's basically, Too much sunshine creates a desert.
Well, and you know, with all of the stories that you do, I mean, you know, we're philosophizing it now, but all the artists and the photographers and the people that you represent, I am sure every single story, every one of those human beings has had struggles in their life, family issues, you name it, and they're doing something to create. And you guys, that's what you're doing. So you're here. It is October, of course. It's our Think Pink Month, and it's, you know, embracing women. It's always Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. But what's happening in the store?
Well, this month our feature is Roberta Busher, who does Clear Creek Soap Company. And she was on a trip to Hawaii and went to a local market that was a beach market and bought some soaps for some friends and kept one. And the story goes that It was one of the most beautiful soaps she'd ever experienced, and then it really interested her. She went to their website. They had a demo on their website how to make their soap, so on and so forth. And so then she started doing some research and then decided to delve into it. And she makes beautiful, beautiful products. One of our most popular products probably in the store. And it's a wide variety. She's from Happy Valley. Again, the name of the company is Clear Creek Soap. And she does hand-cut soaps, muscle rubs, solid lotion bars, foot rubs, lip balms, and a lot more. She just brought in recently a new, it's a loofah soap. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a loofah sponge, and the center of the sponge is open, and it's filled with a bar of soap. So it's all built in.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah. So, and she's just a darling, and she's very passionate about her, and her quality of her soaps is top-notch. The fragrances, I can't even tell you how many fragrances we have in there, but there's a ton of them.
I know that I think she's the gal, and if I'm not mistaken, she may have sold some of these soaps before at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
So I bought some of her soaps, and when we got married, I did little gift baskets for people who came from out of town. So I have a girlfriend that's traveled around the world, multiple locations in her life, and she kept saying, what's the name of that soap that you have? So we have about a minute left, about 30 seconds. Closing thoughts here with the
Christmas and holidays, Thanksgiving
is around
the corner. So start thinking about your gifts and buy early and come in and build those wonderful crates that we're famous for as a gift. And also before we just jump out of here, October 14th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Market Street Promenade, where we are part of a TEDx Reading event.
Okay. And we'll be talking about that.
Well, thank you, James. And Yvonne.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking about what's happening at the City Council and the Board of Supervisors meetings. Tomorrow it's big. And why aren't certain questions being asked? And we can't tell you enough how much we enjoy having Enjoy Magazine.
Go back to your rants.
Okay. It's for everybody. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama hunkering down with his cabinet
to talk about the one topic that's on everybody's minds, and that is, how do we put America back to work?
In today's meeting, in search of ways the administration could help without Congress.
But ultimately, we still have to have congressional action.
The president vowing to keep up the pressure for Congress to pass his jobs bill. Republicans remain opposed to tax hikes. Automakers find a detour somehow getting around the sluggish economy in September. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Lisa, General Motors says its sales jumped 20% over last year, lower gas prices helping move pickups and SUVs. GM Vice President Don Johnson says the Chevy Volt had its best month ever with 723 units sold.
We now have almost 2,000 demonstrators and 884 units for sale at dealers in 34 states.
Chrysler says its sales jumped 27% in September, boosted by strong demand for the Chrysler 200, the Fiat 500, the Jeep Compass, and the Dodge Ram. Ford numbers come out soon. Lisa?
Jennifer, an apology in court.